The trial of Congressman James Traficant is in its eighth week. The Ohio Democrat faces bribery and racketeering charges. If convicted on all counts, he could be sentenced to up to 63 years in prison. Last week, the prosecution rested its case. Traficant is presenting his own case for the defense, although he's not a lawyer. His comments outside the Cleveland courthouse are laced with some of the same spice that flavored his speeches in the House of Representatives.
He says, "I lied, but I didn't perjure myself." Now listen to my answer, because this is it. My voice is gone. Ready? Get the cameras. Beam me up.
Joining us to discuss the trial is Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland. Janet, you've been covering the trial, or would the correct term perhaps be circus?
Well, many are certainly referring to the trial as a circus. The congressman, however, he prefers to call the courtroom a theater, and he's certainly been nothing if not dramatic throughout his case. He's subject to frequent emotional outbursts in the middle of testimony, which is rather unusual. He has interrupted witnesses, prosecutors, and he's even interrupted the judge on several occasions. He once screamed at a witness that he was lying under oath. And earlier this week, he accused the judge of being part of a conspiracy along with the FBI and the IRS to convict him. So he's certainly using some unusual tactics as part of his defense.
Now, elaborate a bit on these bribery and racketeering charges. Just exactly what are they?
Well, the congressman is accused of 10 counts of bribery, racketeering, and tax evasion. And prosecutors say that he demanded kickbacks from some of his congressional employees and that he took bribes from area businessmen in his district in exchange for political favors in Washington.
The congressman is defending himself. He doesn't have a legal background. This is not the first time he's done that. And the last time he did it, he was acquitted years ago. Do you think he's hurting his case?
Well, I can only say what I've observed in the courtroom. And what I have seen jurors do is they seem to be distracted. They look at the ceiling of the courtroom. They look down at the floor. Many of them have been seen smiling at one another in response to one of Congressman Traficant's questions to one of his defense witnesses. I've seen them smile even at prosecutors. They are certainly distracted, and they're some of them are taking notes, but it seems those notes are more copious when prosecutors are doing the questioning as opposed to when Congressman Traficant is questioning a witness.
The judge is a U.S. District Judge Leslie Wells. You said James Traficant was yelling at her and accusing her of conspiracy. How does the judge seem to be reacting?
I would say that U.S. District Judge Leslie Wells has been quite patient with the congressman. She often smiles during his rants about the unfairness of the trial, although she is not above, of course, yelling at him, which she has done on several occasions. She's yelled at him to sit down. She's yelled at him to stop talking over witnesses. And prosecutors think perhaps the judge has been too patient with Congressman Traficant. But others see this as a tactic on her part, as a way of not playing into the congressman's hands. And for example, not screaming at him in front of the jury and not holding him in contempt of court, which many say that that's what the congressman's hoping that she'll do so that he can get some sympathy from the jury.
So how long is this expected to go on?
Congressman Traficant hasn't produced a complete witness list, so we're not quite sure how long it will go on. But it looks like things are winding down, probably by the end of this week or definitely by the end of next week. We expect this trial to be wrapping up.
Thanks, Janet.
You're welcome.
Janet Babin is covering the trial of Ohio Congressman James Traficant for member station WCPN in Cleveland.